Blog Talk Radio.
Magic Radio Show. I'm your host. My name is Ron Ike. You can call me Ronnie. And today is Thursday, April 30th, 2015. And I've been guided by the fairies and the angels to spend some time talking about fairies and fun and your inner child. That's what this whole show is about. Do you remember what it was like when you were a child, not having any cares in the world, where you could just bathe? Well, you could not take a bath. I mean, what I'm trying to say, like, you could just go weeks without bathing, and you could just play in the mud, and you had all these dreams, and everything seemed so much clearer and fun to you. It seems like to me, like, in this modern day world where we're so busy, and especially with some of the world events that are going on right now, we seem to have lost that sense of fun. And I think maybe we need to do a little meditation to try to connect with that inner child before we start our show today, and to invite in the fairy energy and the fun energy. We're going to have fun today, and I'm going to get to your calls. I'm going to do intuitive readings with you. But I think it's important, and I'm being guided, that we need to do a meditation to go within and to access our inner child and to connect with that wisdom that's inside of all of us. So I'm going to put on some meditation music, and what I'd like you to do is just find a quiet space to relax, whether you're sitting or laying down, does not matter. Just find a quiet place, and we'll go through meditation to start off the radio show.
Way back, the time of conception when you're first born.
that first breath into the world. Everything was so new and maybe scary in a way. Notice all the support around you that would help have angels. Probably the closest you were connected to your true spirit. It's time to reconnect with why you're here. The energy that you brought forth into the first place. Maybe we're violent towards ourselves. Do we have positive self-talk or negative self-talk. And when we have those that violent tendencies in our world, it's going to show up in ways so that we can notice it and release it. Just like some of the things that might be happening to you right now or might be bringing up stuff from your past, your inner child that needs to be healed. So hopefully that meditation at the beginning was helpful for some of you to help you release and to move forward on your journey. Now, before I get to my calls, I want to say that there are some changes happening to the show. I was guided that I need to move my shows back to Saturdays. So these Thursday night shows that I do with intuitive readings will be moved again to Saturdays. I started doing Saturdays, but I couldn't do Saturdays because of scheduling. But now I'm able to go back to do Saturdays, and the angels are telling me very strongly this is where I should be. Of course, there would be more people listening, but I feel like it would reach the people that need to be reached on Saturdays. So starting not this Saturday, but next Saturday, which will be May 9th, I believe, I will be doing my intuitive reading shows for you there. Also, if you've been following the show, I've been talking about the San Francisco Pride coming up the end of June. I will be doing readings there. I'll have a booth there. You can come see me in person, and I'll be doing readings live there for you as well. So the way I distinguish your calls, if you're calling in for a reading, is I will say your area code. And when I say your area code, that will mean that you are on the air. It looks like I had a call, but she or he, for some reason, got disconnected. So you're welcome to call back in. The number to call in if you're calling for reading is 347-945-7934. Again, 347-945-7934. So I'm going to get to my first call here, and it looks like it's someone calling in from area code 985. Let me get you on the air. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me? Yeah.
Of course,
hi.
I can hear you. Thank you for calling. So, did you
go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead. Did you get the first part of the show? What I was talking about?
No, I didn't. I just came in. So.
Okay.
What was
we're talking about healing your inner child, and we're working with the fairies today. So my rule is, since we're trying to work with the fairies and have some fun.
Okay.
You need to give me your name, but then you need to come up with a silly adjective that's the same as the first letter of your name. So, for example, my name is Ron, so I could be, renounding Ron or something silly. So you need to come up with an adjective with the first letter of your name.
Oh, okay. well, that's putting me on the spot here. Okay, how about, wait a minute. I'm pretty good with words. I write a lot.
Oh, that's okay.
How about Rapacious Rishi? Risha.
Risha. Oh, I like that name, Risha. That is cool.
Rapacious Risha. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Rapacious. That's ridiculous. How about Ridiculous Risha?
Oh, perfect. Ridiculous Risha. Okay, Ridiculous Risha, I have to ask you a silly question because we're working with the fairies, and you might not have an answer to this, but what happens if Batman gets bitten by a vampire?
Ooh. Okay, the vampire, wait a minute now. If I know anything about bats, the bats have, what is that disease they have? Oh, a rabies. So Batman would have rabies. He would get
crazy. All right. There you go. So that's just a part of the silliness for helping us to connect with our inner child. And I'm doing I'm doing intuitive readings. I got Doreen Virtue's Healing with the Fairies deck, and I've got Magical Mermaid's deck, and I'm also using my own intuition. And I want to know, like, how can I assist you today? Did you have a question you'd like to ask?
I always have questions. Is there anything you can just pick up, you know, from me?
Okay.
Anything that you kind of...
So whatever the angels want to come forth. Okay. Sure,
yeah,
sure, sure.
Tell me. Oh, that's nice.
Okay, well, the first thing that I popped into my head is that, and I looked over at if you followed my show, I'm really into sacred geometry. And
right.
I have you heard of the Merkaba? I looked over at this Merkaba that I have. I have an amethyst one. And for some reason, I'm feeling that that's something that you should be looking more into as far as connecting to that deeper part of yourself. I feel that you work very closely with Archangel Ariel and animals, like especially horses. I sense horses around you.
I have a clear crystal Merkaba, a clear crystal one.
Oh my gosh. Do you meditate with it?
Well, you know, it kind of, you know, I'm not one for meditation. You know,
mm-hmm.
I just deliberately meditate. Things just,
mm-hmm.
I kind of meditate automatically without having to force myself. And then I find myself
mm-hmm.
getting into all kinds of things and discovering all kinds of things.
Got it.
I get a lot of
okay.
info from, I get a lot of information from some very interesting places. I'll tell you that. A lot of information.
Okay. Well,
go
I'm
ahead.
Feeling that you're guided. You're guided to call in this show for the right reasons, because this show is about letting go, having fun, and opening up to your our inner child. And in
right.
a lot of aspects, I feel like you've been, at least recently, been more serious than you would like to be. And the angels have guided you to call in this show to
right.
try to pick up on that energy to move forward with that. I see
wow.
like, do you work like, are you like either like a supervisor or a manager or something? I see you like in a leadership type of position, like with someone with a lot of responsibility, which sometimes can overwhelm, not overwhelm you, but it's just like, it's like you're responsible for people. It seems like to me is what I'm getting. Or if
yeah.
you're not now, like maybe in the future. And it's like that is, I feel
yes.
like what's part of taking away the inner child. Is it a corporate job, like in a corporate world type of thing?
Well, no, you know, I don't work, but what I do at home, I manage, you know, the bookkeeping, I manage the house, I manage a lot of things. So, yeah, I'm sort of the manager here, you know, the head
okay.
on show. Except,
okay.
yeah. I have a lot of, yeah.
Well, I drew two cards for you. I was guided to go to Doreen Virtue's message from your angels deck. And there's
right.
two cards that came out. One card says the following. It says, you are protected from all types of harm. It says the worst is behind you, and I ask you to relax and feel safe. Now, the other card that comes with that is another card that says, I am leading you towards the answer to your prayers. Please listen to and follow the steps I'm communicating through your intuition, your thoughts, and your dreams. So it kind of feels to me like you're a person that's very grounded. You're very, very grounded. And sometimes it might... That's why maybe I was guided to look at the Merkaba, because the Merkaba might help you to connect a little bit more with your upper chakras. Because when I'm tapping into your chakra systems, which are your energy systems, I feel
okay.
like your root chakra is strong. But when I get up to the solar plexus area, which is your power center, I kind of feel like there's a fear there. There's like it's like and that's the center of power. That's so it feels to me like there's a part of you that is somewhat afraid of your full power or the power. And I think this might be past life, perhaps, but I feel like
mm-hmm.
it's also due to things that have happened to you in this lifetime and even maybe from your childhood, which is interesting since this show is all
right.
about healing your inner child.
Right, right.
I'm seeing like medication. Like, is there... Why am I seeing medication? Or is there a medication that you're taking? Or
yeah, mm-hmm. two. I have to have
okay.
two of them. Okay, right.
Okay.
I'm not sure about one of them, but I know one of them I need. The other one, I'm not sure.
Okay. Have you been asking the angels for assistance on that?
Oh yes. Oh,
okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Because I feel too like the grandmother energy around you, like someone that cares for children. Like I see you as being someone that like that really nurtures children in that way and really cares for almost like a big extended family, is kind of what I'm seeing with you.
Yeah.
Now they want me to go to the fairies deck, and you know I'm going to ask the fairies for a message for you, what they would like you to know, and then we can also ask about your medication too.
Okay.
So we're going to see what the fairies want to say to bring you some joy. Okay, well, that's not the card that wants to come through. It's the one they want to give you. Nope, that's not it either. This is the one. Okay, so the card that comes forth from the fairies is creative expression. And
yes.
That could be, that. When you have that creative expression, that is a way for you to let out your inner child. In particular, like making music could be an excellent way for you to bring out and open up your voice and to release some of that fear that's in your solar plexus. And I feel that really strongly. So I really want to ask Archangel Raphael, who is the healing angel, to be close to you. So if you're open to that, I'm going to ask Raphael to be very close to you right now. And I'm going to ask that Raphael gives you some guidance on your next steps. And now I'm also asking Archangel Michael to come close and to cut some cords that might be around you, affecting you, that might be in your energy field, and opening up for you that solar plexus area so that it's okay for you to reclaim your power. Okay, there you go. That's a good release. Because I'm feeling that release that you just did there. I felt like it was past life, to be honest with you. It felt like there, like you had... I don't know, some type of past life issue where you had to be afraid of your power. And I'm really getting that music is really important to you. Like if you play music in the background, like peaceful music, will help to calm you, like when there's stressful situations. But I also see like you've been praying too for the earthquake victims that in Nepal. Like I see that your prayers, they're telling me to tell you that your prayers and your efforts that you've been putting out there have been appreciated because you've been helping people to appreciate that. And I kind of get the feeling too, like you might even be, I'm not sure exactly where you live, but like in an area that might be prone to some type of earth changes in that way. And you've been praying for protection there as well. So see, that's bringing up the fear again, but they're telling me to tell you that the worst is behind you. There's nothing to fear, and you're completely guided. You might want to get a Merkaba necklace because they have like little Merkaba pendants.
Oh, I have
you
one. A pendant. I have a crystal pendant. I've
and
had
you wear it
now for about 5 years, 6 years. I've had it.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I haven't been wearing it, and I should. I need to find it. I know I put it somewhere, and it was my connection to. Well, it was my connection to everything, I guess. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned Angel Raphael. Angel Raphael, because I was thinking of his emerald energy, which is the healing energy.
Yeah.
And when I call on Angel Raphael, I ask him to heal me with, and not only me, but members of my family, with the green light. And he seems to work. It really works. I'm going through some changes, you know, but I don't know.
Okay.
You know, they talk about ascension. I don't know if you're into ascension. They talk about ascension. And they talk about all the bodily adjustments your body makes during ascension.
Right.
And
right.
A lot of times it can be extremely painful. You know,
yes.
Where your bones hurt, your muscles hurt.
Yes.
One day you get a massive headache. Or,
yes.
You know, you just get all these discharges that are going on in your body, and it happens, like, all at once.
Right.
And I've been going through that. I've had a lot of discharging kinds of experiences. I used to be, years ago, I was a macrobiotic. And I remember, you know, during that process, of course, I was young, and you didn't feel a lot of the negative energy leaving your body. But as you age, you do. You feel it. You feel the genetic adjustments. You feel the, because I feel like there are genetics that is coming into play. The genetics that's coming into play, the DNA that's coming into play is more cosmic. It's not here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like information DNA about things. And that's been going on for me now for about 5 or 6 years, where it's like, am I making sense here with you?
Yeah. Well, have you been working? You know, really powerful thing you can do is to work with one is Saint Germain. Are you familiar with
the purple? Okay. The violet.
Yeah, the violet flame, the violet flame of transmutation. Right. But also Archangel Metatron will be helpful for you, as well as Archangel Raziel would be helpful for helping you to open up in that. But as you're talking, I can feel the pressure, which tells me that your pineal gland, which is like where your third eye is being activated, and it's bringing pressure in your sinuses, and that can be painful.
Yes, yeah. I get that a lot.
That happens to me too. What you can do for that is, of course, you can ask Raphael, as you've been asking for Raphael, but drink lots of water. But also try to go outside a lot, and you can also drink like some detox tea, like some light detox tea, can help to kind of flush out some of the toxins that are there. But it's interesting that you bring up Ascension, because that's the name of my my show is Ascension Magic, and I'm really interested in the Ascension process. And I have a podcast that I did about what is Ascension, and you can go back and listen to that on demand about what it is, but it seems like you know already a lot about it. But I'm putting together some workshops eventually in the near future about, you know, the sacred geometry aspect of it, the Metatron's cube and the Merkaba and along those lines. And maybe that's something that you would be interested in, is getting some more information about how you can use some of these tools, you know, the Merkaba and the dodecahedron and the tetrahedron and all these shapes that can help you to bring a focus into what you're, you know, what's happening there. But you're right. A lot of people are going through what you describe in terms of the changes are called ascension symptoms. And people out there who haven't heard of that, you can Google it. Just Google ascension symptoms.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll find there's all kinds of them. One of the major ones right now is the flu-like symptoms that people experience, like where it's like sore throat and your nose feels stuffy and you just kind of feel like you have the flu. And that's a common one. This year has been such a huge epidemic of the flu, and it kind of brings up the question, well, is it that the flu's an outbreak, or is it just that so many people are leaving behind what no longer serves them? And I think that's in fact what it actually would is. So, you know, it's interesting, since we're talking about that, I have a deck of cards called the Sacred Geometry Deck, and I want to draw a card from there for you, just to kind of give you some info, because it seems like that's something that you're really interested in. So let's do that for Rija. Here we go. Okay. So, all right. So I'm going to think of your higher self here, which I already sensed there. Oh, there's two cards come out. So there's two cards that come out. One card that comes out for the sacred geometry for you is the hexagon. And the hexagon, of course, is a six-sided figure. We know that. But when the hexagon is about symmetry and order, the symmetry you might find in a crystal or a snowflake or a beehive, and it's really about looking at the simplistic beauty around you and being deliberate with your life. And the beehive, I think, is important for some reason, I'm getting for you. I think the symmetry speaks to you and that sort of patternistic kind of way. That's kind of what I'm feeling. The other card that comes along with it is the nucleus card. And the nucleus, of course, is the smallest part of, well, not the smallest part, but it's at the center of an atom. So when we think of the center, we're talking about a core issue, something at the very core of you. And I think that ties into what I was saying before, your solar plexus, which is the center of the power. the center of your power and not being afraid of your power. Because it doesn't matter how, quote unquote, out there your ideas are. It doesn't matter what other people say. It only matters what you say. And I think that that's important for a lot of people to understand, that we get these ideas. You said you get these ideas from all over the place. That's wonderful. But some people aren't going to understand them. It only matters that you understand them. And there will be somebody that will understand them. It's just finding that person that you can connect with and share those ideas with. I feel like there's a person in your family. I'm seeing like a younger gentleman. Like, I don't know if it's a grandson or a son or some type of male figure in your life that really gets the stuff that you're into. And this is someone that you can connect with, that you can sort of mentor in a way and share your ideas. It's what I feel. I don't know who the person is, but that's what I
have. My son, Victor, he's very, very connected to these things. He's very advanced spiritually. He is a little lost in some of it, you know. But he gets it. He gets a lot of it. But sometimes, you know, I personally believe that we communicate telepathically.
Beyond no doubt about it.
That we have communications, not only giving us information, we have emotional communication. Mm-hmm. There's love that we receive from beings that aren't even here. And no,
I agree. And I think that your son is, and you are connected to, you're multidimensional. So I can see you exist on this plane, but you also exist on other advanced spiritual planes as well. And I could see that almost like a whole different frequency from this plane of existence.
Yeah.
And your frequencies are very high. And it's like almost from like a future life or something, or something along those lines. It's a whole other frequency, a whole another dimension. And I think that's amazing. That's amazing. I'm happy that you were able to call in and share with other people so they can hear that, hey, there's people out there who are, you know, into what you're into, and it's not crazy. And I'm grateful that the angels are able to come through and tell you that it is safe for you to be powerful. And they keep showing me again the Merkaba. You need to go do something with the Merkaba. I don't know. Draw it, paint it, do something with it. Like, I don't, there's something that you're connected with that Merkaba. I can see it. And I see rainbows right now around you, which is Archangel Raziel. Raziel is there with you, and Raziel will help you to understand some of the deeper mysteries of the sacred geometry. And will help you to delve a little bit deeper into the DNA part, which is something I could tell you're very interested in, is the DNA part. What's that junk DNA for? How do we activate our DNA? And that's something that I think that you've done, like, in other lifetimes too, like in Atlantis. It's like the information is within you already, and you're here in a way, I feel, to unlock that and to share that with other people. Like, I think maybe not this lifetime, but a future life. Like, there's a part of you I could see where is already working with DNA, like, and that's really connected to you, is that DNA. But it's important that we utilize this technology from a place of high consciousness and with love, because in some other realities, the technology has not been used with compassion, has not been used with love, and it's created disaster. So it's important that as you go into your scientific part of you, that you come from a place of love. And maybe that's the fear that you have, is that this technology can get into the wrong hands or can be abused for in a way that's going to bring sadness, because we've all experienced the sadness, the fall of Atlantis and the fall of these other civilizations. You have that in your DNA. I feel it. And you're part of your purpose, I guess, is to, so that doesn't happen again, because you have the information about the DNA is in your DNA in particular. I feel like there's genetic work there. You know how to work with the genetic code and all kinds of things. That's totally a part of you, and that's just amazing. I'm blown away by what I've seen in my mind with you. So
Do you know? I was living. Here's an example. I was living in Louisiana, and I was living outside of New Orleans. And my first real trip into the city of New Orleans was one of, oh, my God, this place needs to change.
Yeah.
And it needed to change. It needed to clean up. It needed to do something. And I said, you know, it's got to change. Well, we had Katrina. 2 years later, we had Katrina. Now, I'm not saying that the people that were the victims of Katrina needed to be part of that.
Right.
But it changed. The whole program in New Orleans changed.
Yeah.
Because it needed to. And I don't think I was the only one. I know there must have been numerous people because New Orleans is a very spiritual place. So there had to have been other people who also had the same, you know. But, you know, the weekend before, that Saturday before Katrina hit the city, I was out on my patio, and I'm looking out to the right side of my, you know, the patio. It was all open, and there was this cloud just hovering, lighting up with lightning. It wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
And it was there the whole night. And I said, why isn't that cloud moving? It was just sitting there lighting up with lightning.
Wow.
And I knew there was something to it. There
was
something. I don't know what it was. I don't think it was an alien ship. It was something, see, because, you see, this is how I see the universe. The universe is a spiritual entity. And everything in the universe is done out because of the spirit. The spirit of the universe.
Right.
The spirit.
Right.
So everything that happens, everything that we are, is based on spirit. The way I see the universe is the spirit. Everything in it is spiritual.
I completely agree with you. When they talk about
you can never, you know, create, you know, energy and you can't destroy it, what they're talking about with the energy is spirit. You can't create it and you can't destroy it. It is an infinite. The way I phrased it years ago, I saw spirit as an infinite continuum, and that was years ago. I labeled it. The infinite continuum. It just keeps going and going and going. Well, then I started reading, you know, aspects of the Rig Veda. And I said, oh, my God, the Rig Veda. That was profound, the Rig Veda. And we're talking thousands of years ago where people had these amazing insights. And then I learned that the Rig Veda may not have been written by humans, that it may have been written by advanced beings who were giving us information about spirit. And
what's the name of it? It's the name of a book. Is that, what's it called again?
The Rig Veda. Rig.
R-I-G?
Yeah, R-I-G, one word.
Uh-huh.
Veda. V-E-D-A. Rig Veda. And the original
V-E-D-A.
Veda was written in ancient Sanskrit. And and the outshoot of that was it has been Hinduism.
Okay. Okay.
So.
That's really, really interesting, and I appreciate you sharing your insights with the listeners out there. I think there's a lot of information that you have.
God,
you have
there's
like
so much information. There is so much.
You have a blog or a website or something? I think that maybe you could start some type of website where you share your information with people.
Actually, I have a program on Blog Talk Radio where I give readings, 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, but wait. Oh, wait. I love Blog Talk Radio.
You have your own program?
Yeah, I give free readings, like little mini
readings. Very cool.
Now, but this is it. This is it. This is what's going on spiritually in the world. Everybody is vibrating at their own specific spiritual frequency. That's why some people don't get it, because they're vibrating at a specific frequency. They have to vibrate it. That's why they're here. They're new souls. They're new. And then we have, I wouldn't say older souls, we just have souls, a spirit that is vibrating in a much higher frequency. Do you know some spirits that are here did not, they lived in other galaxies, they lived in other aspects of the universe.
Yep.
They lived as other kinds of things in the universe. So when they come here with a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
They've been around. You know, it's like saying, well, you've been around, right? So you've been
Right. Yeah, exactly,
so you have
exactly.
This amazing frequency. And we have people like that. We have people who really tune in And most of those people whose frequencies are super high live up in the mountains. You can't be here. It's hard for them. I mean, you take some of the monks that, you know, find a place.
Oh, absolutely.
They have to where they go. And they understand it. They get it. But it's hard for them to be in a world where it's, you know, with it's hard to connect for them all the time. So they go into their meditation.
Yeah.
I
want to give you an amen here for saying that. Hold on.
Amen! Amen. I love that.
Because I think...
Hey, listen,
I'm
stealing your show here. I don't want to steal your show. It's your It's your program.
Yeah, it's okay. You know what? I trust the angels give exactly what needs to come forth. I always ask for the perfect callers and blessings to everything, and I just trust the process. So I don't stress out about it. You know, the phone lines are not really. Sometimes they're like jam packed, and today the phone lines aren't really that jam. So it tells me that you're meant to get through, and I appreciate that. And I know the angels guided you for a reason. And what's really interesting is that I see a lot of my family around you. I feel like when you're talking to me, it's like I see my grandmother. It's really interesting. So I don't know if she's like right by you or if there's just like a connection that I don't know about. But it's like I feel like I'm talking to my own family when I'm talking to you. Like I see my grandmother. I see my close aunt that I haven't talked to in a long time. And it's really bizarre. It's really, really interesting.
Well, people have asked me if I do mediumship, and I say no. And the reason I say no is because I have my own ideas about where the soul goes. I don't think it hovers in any one place. So souls and spirits move on. When they pass, spirit moves on. It doesn't hang around anywhere. It's got to go. It's evolving. It's not going to stay somewhere where I can communicate with it. But there are different levels to the spiritual realm. And we can be, we can be told a lot of things in that realm, but not from ancestors. It's usually from other spiritual entities that have nothing at all to do with us. And so they're kind of tricksters. So you got to be careful. Yeah. I don't want to call on them. I don't need them. They have to stay where they are, you know. I don't even want to ever have to go there. I don't think
Well, it's funny because, you know, as we're talking, guess what? Now the phone lines are lighting up. I just have, like, two callers just called in.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah. But I want to thank you, Risha, for calling in. And what's the name of your show?
Well, you know, all I do is I create it every time I go on. So I don't really have a name for it. So I kind of make it up every time I go on the air. And then I just give, you know, quick mini readings.
If you follow my show, and then I'll get your information there, and then I can check out your show, and then maybe I can call into yours, and we could talk about ascension one day. That'd be fun.
Yeah, you know, I would love that. You know, rather than do readings, just, you know, have people hang out and talk about,
just chit chat and talk about ascension. That sounds like fun. Yeah,
talk about spiritual things. Hey, look, don't hang me up. I want to continue to listen to your show.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I'll put you on the mute button, and I'm going to get to some of the other callers. But thank you so much for your insight for just being the light that you are. And I'm sending you lots and lots of angel love and blessings to you on your journey and guiding you. Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And I'm sending you.
You're welcome.
The very same thing. Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to get to the next call, so I'll just press it on mute here. So my next caller, I'm going to get to calling from area code 760, area code 760. Hello.
Hi there. This is Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
So were you listening at the beginning of the show? Did you get my little fun thing for today?
No, I'm afraid not. I just tuned in.
Okay. Well, we kind of got off topic, but we've been inviting the fairies to come in and having some silly fun. So my thing was to have a little bit of silliness. I need you to think of a funny adjective with the first letter of your name. So something that starts with a J, and something to describe yourself. So, for example, my name is Ron, so I could call myself Rambunctious Ron, or you can call yourself something Julie.
Juicy.
Ooh, Juicy Julie. Okay, we got to get some silly music for that one. And I got to ask you a silly question. Let's see. I got a whole list of silly questions. I'm trying to find a funny one. If you don't pay your exorcist, do you think you get repossessed? Ah, like that one. That was funny.
That was great.
That was funny. I went on Google and I typed in like funny, silly questions to ask people, and there's like a whole list of like 100 questions. I thought that one was funny. How can I help you today, Julie? What can I do for you?
Well, I'm just calling in. I saw that you were doing readings.
Sure.
And yeah, I'd love to hear what Spirit has to say.
Okay. So I'm going to use a deck of cards to help me out called Messages from Your Angels. It's one of Doreen Virtue's decks, and the cards are really easy to use and understand, and they're guiding me to do that. So I sense your energy. I feel like you're a very spiritual person, a very devout spiritual person. You're very in tune with your practice is what I'm feeling. And the message that came through as I'm shuffling, it's the message of it's Mystique, and it says, keep charging ahead and don't take no for an answer. Expect miraculous solutions to appear. And it's got this beautiful unicorn that's charging ahead. Because you're very, very connected to spirit. Like, I almost got the feeling of, like, someone working, like, in the church or something. Like, you're very connected to spirit. So I don't know do you volunteer in a church, or do you like, pray, like, very often?
I do. I feel like I'm in constant communication.
Yeah, because I just see I feel someone who's so connected. And just, it's like... Wow, like almost like Mother Mary type of energy. Like I feel that with you. And you're definitely a light worker. You're definitely bringing the light into the world. And I could feel you very connected with Mother Mary. Like I see Mother Mary there. So the message from the cards is just to keep charging ahead. And it says expect miraculous solutions. Now, since we're talking about the fairies, I'm going to grab the fairies deck and see what the fairies want to say. Because that's about, this whole show is supposed to be about inner child and silliness. So let's ask the fairies what they would like you to know. Okay. So do you work with children right now in some capacity? Okay. Because I saw like a elementary school teacher or something along those lines, or working with younger kids in a way that really brings about blessings and helping them. And the fairies are bringing up. Go ahead.
It's not in the school. It's not in the. It's not in the school arena, but I do pick them up from school and then take care of them until their parents come home. So, you know, I'm with them. Yeah. Oh my gosh. What you said though was taking care of them, or I don't know, something that you said really. Wow. That's what I do for them. Yeah.
Because at first I've got a feeling of you like starting your own school or something, or doing your own type of thing. But or something completely different, helping them with like their true gifts and why they're here, and nurturing and bringing out the truth of them. Because you work closely, a lot of the children you have are rainbow children. Are you familiar with that term?
Oh yes.
Okay, a lot of them are rainbow children, the newer generation of kids that are so super sensitive and so like, and you're kind of there to nurture them and shield them, because the energy is still a little harsh right now. And the indigo generation, the indigo kids are still like I'm one of the indigos, and we're still we're still pushing out the old ways. So it's not quite it's not quite 100% ready for these younger kids. It's still sort of harsh, but the scale is tipping, you know, the darker energy is leaving and it's more light. But yeah, you're working like, see, huge, all these rainbows around you, rainbows, 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 rainbows. It's so cool. It's just amazing. And some of the kids, I think, because that's interesting that the unicorn was on this card, because some of the kids probably even can see unicorns and can sense them, like, and see them with their own, like, actual eyes. And and you might be able to encourage that. Like, you, I don't know if they have told you that already or if they will, but it seems like, you know, you're there in a way to acknowledge that, hey, yeah, that's great. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You are exactly who you're supposed to be. And,
right.
I think
that's
yeah, it's beautiful. Now I want to also go to, I got this mermaids and dolphins cards, and I'm going to draw, oh, they say three cards. Okay. Oh my God. So that's what they're telling me. So I'm going with three cards. So it's three. It's like, whatever they say, like, okay, three cards. Sure. Let's take it. So this is interesting. A card comes up. It says, make a decision. It says, are you feeling stuck? Listen to your intuition and make a decision. I feel like this relates to the first card, which was keep charging ahead and don't take no for an answer and expect miracles. So it almost seems to me like you've been praying for, like where should I go? Which direction should I take? But your intuition is guiding you which direction to go. It kind of seems like it's like they're telling me to tell you to take that leap of faith, to take that leap of faith and just trust and know that it's going to work itself out, that there's nothing to fear. Mm-hmm. That's what's coming through. Everything's going to take care of itself. Another card that comes up with it, it says, a new dawn. The worst is behind you, and a positive new experience is on the horizon. That goes along with the first card, keep charging ahead. Don't take no for an answer. Mm-hmm. Expect miracles to happen. It's a beautiful card, too, if you could say. I love that card. It's one of my favorite. The third card that comes along, it says, set your sights higher. It says, don't settle. Increase your standards and expect more for yourself. Expect the best. You deserve the best. There's not. Again, I'm feeling this issue that I felt the last caller in a way was your solar plexus area. There's a part of you that does not feel 100% worthy all the time. And I think that's just conditioning from everybody else. Like, we've been conditioned in this world. And there's a part of you that could probably use some healing with. Well, there's two things I'm hearing. I'm hearing your throat chakra, which is speaking up, communicating for yourself, and your inner power, which is your solar plexus area, and not settling for less than the best because you deserve the best. And there's nothing wrong with deserve. You deserve good things. It doesn't mean, you know, you need to be greedy or anything like that. It's just we all deserve to have the best in life because we're creatures of God, and God gives us everything that we need. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It really, really, really does. And it goes with the first two cards, too.
Yeah. It's all making sense. It's all like a complete picture. And I also see you, too, in a way, bringing forth, like, because you have, your gift, like, you bring forth is compassion. You have so much compassion. There's so much pink around you. It's like, oh, my God, it's beautiful. It's just like to see so much pink around you. But it's like teaching people, bringing forth the compassion in a way that can connect with all aspects of life, to technology, to some of the mysteries of the universe, like the sciences and stuff like that. So that's part of what you're here for. And I saw a picture in my mind of the dodecahedron. Now, I'm so interested in sacred geometry. The dodecahedron is, it kind of looks like a soccer ball. There's 12 sides and they're all pentagons. And what I don't know why I saw that in my head, but I saw the pink and the compassion from you, like, merging with this technical side. So it's like taking, like, some of the technical things that aren't so compassionate and bringing love to it. That's what you're here for. It's like, it's so beautiful. It's making my heart, like, open up amazing, because that's what you're doing. You're bringing so much love into everything. And these new kids, these children that you're working with, they are feeling that too, and you're helping them with their journey. I think these kids that you're working with, I think it's like there's some type of contract you had, like a soul contract with them. Like there's these particular children are with you for a particular reason, and it's amazing. It's completely blowing my mind. It's just beautiful. It's like, wow.
I can't believe you're saying all this because you know, 2 months, maybe 6 weeks after I actually met them and then took the position, the kids turned to me and said, how long have you been nannying for us? And I said, 2 months, or whatever, it was almost 2 months.
Yeah.
And they said, what? Oh my gosh, I thought it was much longer than that.
Oh.
And I just smiled, you know, and I thought, you know, I always knew from day one that we connected very deeply, and, you know,
Yeah.
and that it had to be other lifetimes. It had to be some kind of soul
It has to
contract.
be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, God bless you for what you're doing. It touches my heart. I mean, I'm feeling so emotional right now. It's like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. So it's just beautiful. These are the messages that wanted to come forth from Spirit for you today, and I think it's an acknowledgement. But remember, I think the ultimate message for you is to don't settle. You deserve the best, because God will give you nothing less than that. Just be open to receiving it. And I see the angels are showing you. They're right there right now, and I think you can sense them. They're showing you, hey, you know, keep walking your path, and they're guiding you. Your heart is like one of the purest hearts. Like I get a lot of people calling into the show, and your heart is like one of the purest hearts that I've seen on this show, and it's just so it's beautiful.
Somebody
and I think
another light worker said that similar thing to me today. They said, I have a very close purity of truth. I'm closely connected to the truth.
Yes.
So,
and that's why
I
the children work well. Yeah. It's so beautiful, Julie. I'm so grateful for you for calling in and sharing that. You know, I'm a high school teacher right now, and the kids that I have, I don't have the crystal kids. I have a lot of indigo kids right now, and they're getting
different.
The system is just bringing them down. It's really hard for them. And I had a conversation with a kid today, and I was talking to him, and, you know, he was like, I just want to be a musician, you know, Mr. Eck. I want to be a musician, but my family is not letting me do that. They're trying to make me go through this system and make me take all these things I don't want to take, and it's so hard for me, and that's why I can't pay attention in your class. And I told him, I said, you know, I get it. I understand. I completely understand where you're coming from, and I'm on your side. And I talked to him. So what can we do? How can I work with you so that we can make it work? What can we do to change the system? And we're gonna. In fact, I'm actually talking to him tomorrow, and he's gonna come and he plays the guitar. So he's gonna come and maybe we're gonna jam out on the guitar together or something. And just trying to work with him and get him to kind of to realize why he's here. Like he's here to shake up the system. That's why he's here. You're here to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's so hard for these kids, though, because they're so misunderstood, and they're labeled with ADD, and they get medicated, and it breaks my heart. Breaks my heart.
Totally, totally no. I mean, I have two boys of my own, 17 and 22, so, you know, I've been through the school system with them, and it's like saying I've been through the ringer with them. And so if I'm feeling exhausted, imagine how they must be feeling.
I know.
Yeah, and my best friend.
Yeah.
I was just going to mention that my best friend is a middle school art teacher, and she's retiring this year. I mean, after what is it, 30 some odd years, and aside from being exhausted, she's hung in there. Really, her motivation was to provide a sacred environment for these kids. And now she's getting kids that are saying, I really, really want to take art, but they're pushing me to do something else. And
it's so sad that they're getting rid of the first thing that goes, you know, is the PE and the art. And those are the things that the kids need, you know? And it's like, that's unfortunate that such the emphasis is so much on, you know, the technical part now. It almost
linear.
Seems like, like just that analytical part of your brain. And that's good, but you need to also have that creative part of your brain. You need both parts of your brain to be truly integrated.
What?
And
it makes me
want
to hand that book, The Whole Brain by Daniel Pink.
Oh, I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, The Whole Brain by Daniel Pink to educators and to administration, because, of course, freshmen are very top.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you're making me realize again that I need to have a show about the education system. I want to do a radio show about that. And I may or may not have Charles Virtue on my show, who is Doreen Virtue's son. She considers, he's like one of the, she calls him the king of the indigos. But I can tell by having this conversation that this is something that needs to be talked about and it needs to be addressed. and it'd be interesting to get the conversation going. So mm-hmm. If you could follow the show, you can keep up with the newer episodes, and once there is a show about that, it'd be great if you could listen or just add your insights to the chat room or just to call in. I would love mm-hmm. to have your, or maybe even have you kind of talk about the crystal children if you wanted to do that. But we, you know, just
thank you.
Let me know on that.
Okay.
But
now,
are you on Facebook, perhaps? Yeah. If you go facebook.com/ascensionmagic, mm-hmm. The same name as my radio show, that's my Facebook page, and you can find me on there. And I do, like, daily readings on there and all kinds of positive stuff. And you're welcome to post on there and or just send me a message, a personal message. You can my name is Ron Eick, E-I-C-K. So you can send me a message too, and we can keep the conversation going. But God bless you, Julie. I'm just really grateful for you to call in. You touched my heart today. You really did.
Oh, thank you as well. Thank you so much. I really feel very connected to what you said, and I'm very grateful to have connected with you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the angels bring us exactly the perfect people. So I know that we connected for a reason. So. Definitely, yeah, keep in touch on Facebook and let me know how things are going. And if there's an Indigo or a Rainbow Children show, I'll let you know right away.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. And, you know, in terms of, I know you said on my path, for me, the confusion is really, you know, how can I reach a wider audience? I mean, that's always been the top of my, is really to go wider.
Oh, okay. So are you an author or what is it that you're trying to bring out there?
Well, you know, as a light worker.
I see what you mean.
I feel that I touch people individually or once in a while in small groups, but I think my real purpose is to affect more people. In what larger groups?
Yeah. Okay. Like being like a spiritual teacher, like in like doing like workshops and all that kind of thing. Is that what you're saying?
That kind of thing. And I'm not quite clear on how it's going to, you know, what my real path is and what's the perfect fit for me. Is it teaching or is it somehow public speaking? Is it, you know, over like a television or internet, or I'm not quite sure.
That's so funny. There's a reason why we're connecting, because that's something that's going through my mind too, because the angels keep showing me these things in my mind, and I have no idea like how it's going to manifest or what it's going to take, but I just know that there's something that's in the works, and I think you're kind of feeling that same thing. It's like there's something that I'm working towards, but I'm sure you work with Archangel Michael, right? You call upon Michael a lot? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, keep calling upon Archangel Michael. And like as Doreen Virtue will say, you know, ask the angels, like, what action steps should I take today to move forward on my life purpose? And they'll give you, like, little things to do. They'll give you, like, small little things to do. And if you pay attention to those, you'll eventually will lead to the bigger picture. It's like they give you little breadcrumbs, you know, like little, like a trail to go. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's like they were telling me, go to San Francisco and get a booth at the Gay Pride Fest and do readings there. And I'm like, really? Seriously? Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm doing. Now, mind you, like I've never had a booth anywhere. I've never done anything like I'm confident in my readings, but I've never done it like in a public setting like that. So like it's a little bit intimidating, but I'm like, that's what the angels are telling me to do. And I'm thinking that's like the next step for me. So you'll get signs on what the next step for yourself is. Just ask and then pay attention to the answer that you get and just follow it. As soon as you get the answer, just trust it and just go with it. And that's the thing, that's the message about accept, like deserving the best, because the angels want the best and you deserve the best and you have a lot of love to teach the world, but the angels are going to find the right way for that to happen if you just open up and be ready to receive it.
Okay. Yes, that's what I'm wanting.
Yay!
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome,
Julie. Have a great night.
Oh, you too, hon. Okay, and then check me out on Facebook, and we'll keep in touch, okay?
Yes, I will do that. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
All
lots
right.
of love to you.
Bye-bye. Love
okay,
to
bye-bye.
You, too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, my next caller I'm going to get to on area code, calling from area code 347. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. So I'm assuming you've been listening to the show, right?
Yes, I have. A great show so far.
Well, thank you. So I need to get, an adjective that begins with the first letter of your name and then your name. So something silly.
Okay. pink.
What is it?
Is that it? Pink? Is that an adjective?
Pink, what?
Or?
Pink? Okay. What's your name? Mm-hmm. What's your?
Tanika.
Panika?
It's Tanika. Tanika.
Oh, that is such an interesting name. That's really
Thank
cool.
You.
So I also get to play for you like some silly music, and I got to ask you a silly question because we're
okay.
working with the fairies today. So let's get
okay.
this going here. Let's find a funny one. Okay. Why do people need an appointment to see a psychic?
Why do people make appointments to see a psychic? Because
shouldn't
they want to know
the psychic already know like that they're coming, or that's like. You know, remember Miss Cleo, like the infamous like phone site. You remember Miss Cleo?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I mean, and she went out of business, but everyone's like, couldn't she have seen it coming? Like that she was going to go out of business. She was a psychic. You know, anyway, that's just our silliness for today. So, what can I do for you today?
Oh well, I'm just so glad that I got through. I just really need to talk
yeah.
to somebody to kind of know like what's going on with me. I just kind of like wanted to know like what you see and what you could tell me as far as like love
okay.
and career. I went through a
yeah.
lot with love and recently with health and everything, and I'm just starting to get
yeah.
kind of better from it. And I'm hoping that the worst is over. There are so many things that I want, but I don't have them yet. And a few of them are like getting married and getting back with someone that I love, or just having that finally happen in my life. And
okay.
to have a family, and also with my career, the career that I have now, well, I actually don't have a career, and I don't really know what to go into. And the job that I work at right now is just starting to stress me out. I just started
yeah.
working again after I just went through something to do with my health. And the job that I have, I try to keep a positive face on the outside, but inside it's really just, I don't know if it's for me, because it's like, some negative people there, and I kind of got into a back and forth even with someone this weekend. She was kind of like yelling at me, and it stuck with me. I mean, I did the right thing and kind of pulled her aside and talked with her as adults to kind of squash it, but it still stuck with me for some reason. So it's like, I don't even know if I should even be working right now. So I don't know what to do as far as like career and also with like love, and I just need advice on what you see.
Okay, well, that was a lot.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, hon. It's all right. I want to tell you what I was feeling as you were talking.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My intuition, my sense is telling me that you are a person like a very kind of like a hummingbird energy. Like how a hummingbird would fly. And it's not a bad thing. It's just that's your energy. That's who you are. And it's important for you to find some time to like some downtime. Because that's part of why you're feeling so overwhelmed, is because there's so much, you know, all the relationship and the job and it's overwhelming your system to the point where you might be feeling short-circuited. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
I want to ask you, before I get to like the cards and everything, what measures you have in place to help you sort of slow down and kind of de-stress? Like what routines do you do?
I don't have any right now. I've been, for some reason, been wanting to swim. Like, I wanted to take kind of, like, swimming lessons to learn to swim. Because just for some reason, like, something inside of me has been making me want to swim, like, go to the water. And I don't know. Well, actually, my neurologist just told me that it's okay for me to start doing that. So I'm hoping to save up enough where I can start doing that, like, monthly, like, paying for the classes. Usually what I used to do was, I've always just like shopped, which was a bad habit, and I'm glad I stopped that. But I've just
okay.
like used to just like spend money on myself to kind of like, you know, make myself feel better and get myself something nice. But I'm glad I stopped that. Like what I
okay.
usually do is I just like stay in like my room. Like I work and I'll just like come home like I'm doing now and just kind of get in bed and get under the covers and think like I don't really have that.
Okay,
anything.
So here's what I want to tell you. my intuition is telling me that you're a person that think you're too hard on yourself. You're expecting too much for yourself. Okay?
Yeah.
And what I'm also getting is that the part of the reason why you're not getting what you're looking for in your life because you haven't been really clear about what it is that you want. You haven't been really clear about that. And part of that is because you don't know what that is, as you mentioned, right? That's given. But it seems like no one's really told you or taught you how to dream big and how to expect like all the wonderful things that you deserve in your life, because you deserve good things, right?
Yeah, you're
probably, we all deserve
yeah.
good things. And one of the ways that people manifest things, it's something that I've tried before. I don't always do it, but is to create like a vision board. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I have. I had tried that at one time.
Okay. Now, are you asking for help, like for spiritually? Are you praying?
Yeah, I do. When I go to bed at night, because I have really intense dreams sometimes. So, I sometimes ask my spirits or my guides to kind of like show me, you know, what they want me to see, show me, because I have feelings about where I want to be, like where I want to live, like someplace warm, someplace beautiful with flowers and grass. I just want peace. Like I want peace and quiet, someplace nice. So it's kind of like sometimes I go to bed and I ask my spirits to kind of show me, you know, what they want me to see.
Okay. So here's what I'm feeling. I feel like you are, you have energy of the elemental kingdom with you. Like you're an incarnated, what's called like an incarnated fairy. And like how we would think of a fairy, like a hummingbird flying all over the place, that's your
mm-hmm.
energy. And there is a really great book, and I talk about this book a lot. I love Doreen Virtue stuff because she's like a role model to me. She has a book called Earth Angels or Realms of the Earth Angels. Have you heard of this book?
No.
Okay. So in this book, in fact, and I have a copy of it right in front of me. She talked about, and in fact, when my first caller actually was talking about this, Risha was talking about this, how there's beings from other realms who have come here, and their purpose is to bring forth the energy from that realm. So it's like your energy doesn't quite fit in with the normal Earth way of being, because it's not supposed to. You're here to be who you are. So if I look up elementals here in this book, I'm going to ask you a couple questions here. It says,
sure.
You're probably an incarnated elemental if the following happens to you. So tell me how many of these are true. It
okay.
says, you care very deeply about the environment.
Yeah.
You would prefer the company of animals instead of humans.
Oh, my God. Yes, I keep harassing the pet store in my town. I keep harassing, just yesterday I was just harassing him, please give me a job, let me get a job there. And I like tried to get a job at the zoo. I always said I'd rather clean up animal crap, like work with animals than people any day.
Okay, it says get extremely angry at people who are abusive to animals or the environment.
Yes.
Have a history of excessive partying or maybe addictions, perhaps,
yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Have a great sense of humor and are good storytellers,
yeah.
natural
yeah.
entertainers.
Yeah.
You can't stand rules. Never met a rule
yeah.
you can't break.
Yeah.
true. Don't usually feel guilty about things. So this seems like it could be that you're what's called an incarnated elemental, or I feel like a fairy or a pixie or something along those lines. And if I look in this book, we can look at what she says about careers for
yeah.
incarnated elementals and stuff. So let's see what she says here.
And while you're looking,
you...
it's so funny
yeah.
because what you're saying sounds true, because number one, the person that I was like, I'm still like in love with, the person that I still love, when I met him, and his birthday adds up to 11/11, by the way. And right before because my life is really seriously like a movie. Like things happen to me on holidays. Like my surgery was on St. Patrick's Day. I got hit by a car on Friday the 13th in 2013. Like the first day I ever had my period. I know that's kind of private, but it was on Martin Luther King's Day. Like things
okay.
happen to me. Things happen to me like a movie. So his birthday adds up to 11/11. The first time we met, he named me Tinkerbell. He named me Tinkerbell.
Wow.
And among other names, he named me. Like he named me Tinkerbell and Snowflake because he said I was really unique.
Oh.
But Tinkerbell was my nickname. And also, like, when I was speaking to a psychic friend of mine, he has a show here, too, last summer,
yeah.
he told me that I was an earth angel. He said that I was
yes.
an earth angel.
So that's perfect. Cause, well, this book is Earth Angels, and it's different types of Earth Angels. Now, for the for elementals, this is what it says. It says, incarnated elementals do well in artistic or media careers, including music, film, comedy, writing, publishing, dance, or yoga. Because they tend to be optimistic and are wonderful manifestors, they also make powerful motivational speakers or spiritual teachers. Incarnated elementals love an audience and do well teaching or entertaining groups of people. They also can enjoy nature-related jobs such as pet sitting or grooming, gardening, nursery, conservation, and they are natural pet and plant whisperers, and they enjoy and do well in professions such as dog training or landscaping work. So that is really, I mean, that's a lot of stuff there. I know that doesn't help you, like, find a career or anything like that. But here's what I'm going to do. I actually have the Fairies deck. It's Doreen Virtue's Fairies deck. And one card actually jumped out. It was Be Honest With Yourself. And it shows a picture of, there's a fairy and she's looking at a dragonfly. And she has a look on her face like she already knows the answer, but may not mm-hmm. be paying attention to the signs that are around her. So I think that's mm-hmm. that's part of the message for you. But the whole theme of the show has been working with your inner child and connecting with your inner child. I think there might be some inner child work that you might want to do. There was a meditation I did at the beginning of the show. Did you get the meditation?
No, I just caught the show.
You can go back and listen to it like when the shows were done. Go back mm-hmm. and listen to it. The first 5 minutes I did a meditation that'll mm-hmm. help you to connect with your inner child. And I think that might be something for you to explore to kind of heal. Because as Earth Angels, it sometimes feels like we were just dropped off on the planet. Like people just do not understand us.
No, yeah, I've always had that problem. I don't feel like, I never felt like I belong here. I always like feel like I belong like on the other part of the planet somewhere. Like, yeah. I never felt understood.
Yeah.
And I've always drawn and written.
Yeah, and the thing is, and that pain from our childhood of feeling isolated and disconnected can carry with us through into adulthood. So there might be some things you want to look back at when you're a child to release and to talk to your inner child so you can move forward. Okay, so that's just something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I drew another card for you, and this card says, Stand Your Ground. Stand Your Ground. So when you're confronted with situations where people, like particular people who are extremely negative or toxic and they affect you big time, it's important that you stand your ground, and that could mean protecting yourself. Do you work with Archangel Michael?
Sometimes I've asked him to kind of like help me cut the cords. Yeah.
Well, you can also ask Archangel Michael to put a protective shield around you to shield you from toxic energy. Mm-hmm. In particular, I think I heard you talk and you were saying your job is very toxic. Did you say that?
There's one female there in particular, and she's younger than me, but she's so, her energy is so uptight and aggressive, and like seeing her got into a back and forth this week, actually, she was like yelling at me, and the yelling like kind of stuck with me. I mean, I just didn't like the aspect of like fighting and a conflict with someone. So even though I feel like I know that she was wrong to be yelling at me and behaving that way. I just took it upon myself to pull her outside and just kind of squash her and talk to her and let her know I respect her and I just want peace. But the yelling, like, had stuck with me. Like, I just feel still it. And it was 2 days ago.
Okay. So here, we're gonna do some clearing here, okay? And then anyone that's listening that would like to help to ask the angels to be with you and your higher self. Okay, so I'm going to ask Archangel Michael to be right next to you, and he's got like a vacuum, and he's vacuuming up your aura, clearing away anything and cutting any cords and any psychic debris of psychic attack that may have been directed at you being cleared away. And we're just sort of smoothing out your aura, smoothing it out, and you have a lot of rainbow energy around you, which is beautiful. There's lots of rainbows there right now. I can see that. And you do have fairy spirit guides. I can see them too, and they're helping you as well to play a little bit more, to have some fun. They're saying you're too serious sometimes. Play, 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 play. That's what you were like when you were a kid. You played in the sandbox. You played with the flowers, and you jumped through the trees. La, 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 la. They're like, be like that again. The world needs you to be like that. That's why you're here. That's part of your purpose. Do you have pets?
No, but I love cats, and I can't have any right now, and I really want one. I really want some.
How come you can't have any cats?
Because I live at home with my mom, and like, she doesn't want any pets.
Oh, well, can you move out of the house, or no?
That's part of the reason why I want a career where I can support myself and move out so I
Got
can
it.
Have, you know, like all those
Well,
things.
Here's what I was seeing. I was seeing you connect with animals, and maybe a job where you're connecting with, like, or even volunteering to work at a pet shelter. Oh, my
mm-hmm.
God, the pets would just, when you're near, like, an animal like that, they just send you so much love and it heals you instantly. And maybe
mm-hmm.
you want to volunteer at the local animal shelter, because that could be very, even if you can't find a job, just to volunteer, just to be around the animals, that would be very, very rewarding for you, I think.
Yeah.
And it would help bring you some, and give you a sense of purpose in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it might even help you to find, like, why you're here. But Archangel Michael is still there as we're talking, and he's vacuuming it up in your solar plexus, releasing where I feel like you felt like you wanted to say something, but you didn't. And that you were taking the peaceful road, but it's like you can be assertive without being abusive or aggressive. You know, you can speak
mm-hmm.
your mind and know that it's okay to speak your mind as long as you do it with truth and compassion. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
like when you're, that's why that stand your ground card came up, is that it's okay for you to have an opinion. You don't have to run away, but you don't have to take abuse either. It's just trying to find that balance, you know, but
mm-hmm.
I think what I was really seeing was you like shielding yourself from some of the energy. And what I recommend you do is every day before you go into work, visualize the type of day you're going to have and ask for protection. Say, Archangel Michael, please be with me today, all through the day. Protect me from any harsh vibes. Clear out the workspace so that there is only positive energy, and allow it to make my day so that I can be the light that I know that I'm here to do. And you're going to watch. If you continue to do that, I could see you doing like leadership positions, because you are a strong leader, I can see too. Like you have very good leadership ability. You step up and take to the plate. And I'm acknowledging that from spirit. They're showing me that you have great leadership potential. That maybe you're aware of that, maybe you're not, but I could see that. Is this resonating with you? Did I lose you? Okay. I'm not sure what happened, but I think we lost our caller. So I don't know what just happened there. I think she's calling back in. Let's try to get her back on the line. Hello?
Hi. I don't know what just happened. It
that
cut off while
you
were talking.
That is just the weirdest thing. Yeah, it just went bloop, like the call just dropped.
Yeah.
It's okay. We got you back in. So kind of what I was saying was I see you in a leadership position, and I was asking if that resonated with you, like if you felt like that was – did you get that part?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't hear the question, but, yeah, I do always feel like I should be, like, in a leadership position, but I never am given the opportunity to kind of, like, get the title, and I don't know if I'm in the right field that would give me that title. So it's like I don't know if I'm going to the wrong job to try to get that title, but I always feel like I could just do this, on my own. Like, I feel really independent. Like, it's not like I'm a team person, but it's kind of like after a while I feel so capable, I don't really need to be managed. Like, I feel like I just take initiative and do things on my own. Like, I know how to do things, and I really would like the title, but I don't get the opportunity. I don't know if maybe I'm in the wrong field or something.
Well, I think the common theme of today, and it's been every caller that's called in, has been reclaiming your power and working on your solar plexus chakra. So there are some meditations you can do. There's also some crystals you can hold. Malachite is a really good one, and it's like this black and green striped one. Malachite's a really good one. Any type of yellowish crystal, like a citrine, can help you. Okay, citrine is good for that. That'll help you. But really affirming, because what I heard you say, you said, oh, well, I'm never put in this position, and like negative self-talk, basically. I don't remember what your exact words were, but the exact thing you're wanting to happen, like you're thinking and saying the opposite of it. So if you're wanting
mm-hmm.
to be in a leadership position, if you're wanting to have the life of your dreams, then start putting energy and thought and intention into that. Start thinking about the things you do want and the way you do want it to be. Instead of saying, you know, oh, I never get these opportunities, or I'm always surrounded by negative people, start saying, you know what, I'm always surrounded by positive people. And I am an amazing leader and people notice it. It's really just affirming what you want to happen. And the more that you focus on that, the law of attraction will bring that to you. It has no choice but to happen. But you have to change, like rewire your brain so you're putting energy into what you want, not what you don't want. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because I caught you doing that. You had that negative self-talk going. I don't think you even realize it. When you listen back in the show, you'll see how you kind of you set yourself up for failure because you even before you give yourself the opportunity for it to happen, you said, no, that's not going to happen. And it's like you're shutting down the universe. You're saying the universe won't support you. When it does support you, the universe loves you. And you're a child of the universe. And you're a light worker and a loving soul that deserves good things. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to say this to me right now. I want you to say, okay. I deserve good things.
I deserve good things.
Only positive and good things come to me.
Only positive and good things come to me.
Yep. It is safe for me to be powerful.
It is safe for me to be powerful.
Okay, see, now when you say that one more time. But when you say it, I want you to focus on where your belly button area is. And I want you to say it and visualize that belly button area opening up. So you're going to say, it's safe for me to be powerful. And as you say that, your solar plexus is going to open up. So do it one more time.
It is safe for me to be powerful.
There you go. Are you feeling how that's opening up?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Okay. Let's do it one more time. Okay. Mm-hmm. Say it one more time.
It is safe for me to be powerful.
Good. See, and each time you're doing that, Archangel Michael's there and he's clearing your solar plexus and he's giving you confidence, telling you that you need to speak up, hon. You need to speak your truth. You need to speak up. That's the message he's coming forth. You have a lot of things you're not sharing, a lot of things you're not saying, like good ideas that you think would be wasted, and that's not true. You need to speak up, and people will admire you as long as you believe in what you're saying. That's what the message is coming through. Speak up for yourself. Do with compassion. Ask Archangel Michael to protect you from harm, and know that it is safe for you to be powerful. You deserve it.
I believe so, too.
I believe in you.
Thank you. I believe so, too. I don't know if I, like, made myself get trapped by going into this job. I mean, the manager there is a nice person, and I knew her formerly, but the employees that she has and the way she runs is just, it's kind of like anything goes. And, I'm there for her, and I try to be a good employee to her because she's really needs the help. But I don't know if I'm just, like, I know I'm underpaid, and I just don't think this job is, like, the best for me. I don't know if I should just
okay,
leave
so here's
and try
what I
to start over.
Okay, here's what I recommend, because I only got, like, a minute left in the show. So I'm recommending that you listen that it was on April 12th, and it was about manifesting your dreams. That's one show. And I had Radley Valentine on there, who co-authored The Angel Tarot with Doreen Virtue, and we give some amazing advice on how to manifest your life. There's another show I have, too. It goes way back to, like, February, about how to live a life of your dreams and how to find what you're truly passionate about. So I recommend that you listen to those two things. Pray every day to Archangel Michael and ask Archangel Michael to come and give you assistance. What is my life purpose? Give me some guidance and some steps I can take today, and you have no choice but to manifest it. Okay, so that's my advice. Now, I gotta let you go. I'm sorry because I'm running out of time. But you can keep the conversation going by going on my Facebook, Ascension Magic, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish I could talk to you about love.
Yeah, go on my Facebook and we can talk more, okay? But lots of love to you. And I want to thank all my callers for calling in. We had a great show today. Lots of interesting conversations. And we all learned from each other. And if you didn't get to get through, I promise there was a message for you. There always is. on rebroadcast, there's a message for you as well. Know that it's safe for you to be powerful. That was a common theme today. And it's important for you to connect with your inner child. So much love. And know that all is well.
Yeah.